China has reported the world's first known human infection with a rare form of bird flu. A 41-year-old man from Jiangsu in eastern China was confirmed to have H1N3, Chinese health officials reported Tuesday. No human case of this version or strain has been reported anywhere else in the world. Bird flu is found in different species of wild birds. The infected man was treated in the hospital for about a month and was expected to be released soon, the National Health Commission said in a statement. The statement described the infection as an accidental cross-species transmission. It added that the risk of large-scale transmission is low. The Health Commission did not provide details on how the man was infected. Many different strains of bird flu are present in China, and some end up infecting people, usually those working with poultry. Officials said the man's contacts had been investigated and no other human cases of H1N3 were found. The news comes as the world continues to deal with COVID-19, which scientists say likely jumped from animals to humans. COVID-19 is a form of coronavirus. But unlike with coronaviruses, there are worldwide surveillance systems in place to watch for human cases of bird flu. The systems were established after a strain called H5N1 appeared in the late 1990s in poultry markets in Hong Kong. Between 2013 and 2017, another bird flu virus named H7N9 infected more than 1,500 people in China. That strain killed nearly 300 people. Those infected had close contact with infected chickens. The World Health Organization said in a statement to Reuters, it remains unknown how the patient got infected with H1N3. No other cases were found in emergency surveillance among the local population. At this time, there is no indication of human-to-human transmission, the statement said. The WHO added that as long as bird flu viruses are spread in poultry, human infections will be possible. The new case in China, however, should serve as a warning that the threat of a flu pandemic is persistent, the WHO said. Philip Claes oversees the Food and Agriculture Organization's Emergency Center for Transboundary Animal Diseases for Asia and the Pacific. He told Reuters the H1N3 strain is not a very common virus. Only about 160 cases were reported in the 40 years to 2018, Claes said. He added that most of the cases were found in wild birds or waterfowl in Asia and some limited parts of North America. None had been discovered in chickens so far, Claes said. I'm Brian Lynn.